If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Michael Berryman Show here on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Your one and only Sunday afternoon talk show. I say one and only, actually, being Fisher Does American by design, immediately following this one. The time is 3:02, and it is Sunday, the 23rd of March. And the phone number, 718-305-7176. Again, that is 718-305-7176. I am Michael Berryman, your host, your soldier of patriotism. It's been a glorious past couple of weeks. Made a good friend last weekend. We're going to have him on today, Eric Adam. This guy is magnificent. He's the next James O'Keefe. I can guarantee you we're going to enjoy talking to him for the next couple of hours about Tea Party egos. We're going to talk about the Convention of States. This man knows quite a bit about the Convention of States, something that we voted for here in Senate District 12 here in Tarrant County. Mark Levin's been talking a lot about Article 5 Convention of States. I'm torn. Maybe Eric can enlighten me. I'm torn, and the reason I'm torn is because we can't not take any action, but what do we do if we call a convention of states and it ends up being a runaway convention and we lose our amendment right because we do do it the way that we need to, and the liberals take control, and they erode our rights further. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. That's the problem. It sounds good in theory. You guys know. You've known me for 3 years. You know I'm prepared to take the fight. No quarter. I'm prepared to take it to them. But it's a risky move. Anytime you open up the Constitution to a constitutional convention, it's a risky move. So Eric's going to help us with that as well. And I'm particularly proud because Eric, I think, is going to be moving in with us. So we're possibly be looking at a show. The man's gifted. He's got the gift to gab. I'm kind of quite jealous. But we'll talk a little bit more about Eric here in a few minutes, and I'll tell you a little bit more about him. What's been going on in my world since last Sunday? First, I want to thank Jay Craig and for filling in for me while I was down in the Hill Country, God's country. You know, I'm a native of San Antonio. I grew up in the Hill Country. So for me, it's always a pleasure to go home and to take my kids down there and show them where I grew up back in the 70s and the early 80s before I went in the service in 1982. Times were a lot different then. I can tell you that. There used to be a time where if you were tall enough to slide the cash across the countertop, you were old enough to buy a six-pack of beer. Those days are gone, probably for the best. There was days, it was a time when I could go to the local ice house or dance hall and, wasn't 18 yet and enjoy some cold ones and dance and cut a rug. And if I'm from Selma, Texas, and I got pulled over, the deputy sheriff said, does your grandfather know that you're out? And what would he think about your behavior? And I'd say, yes, sir, he does, and he wouldn't appreciate it. And the officer would say, well, you're going to follow me home, and he'd get me home, and then my grandfather would kick my ass. Those days are gone, probably for the best. But it's such a pleasure for you folks listening from outside of Texas, the Texas Hill Country. And I think Eric, when we get him on, will agree with me. I call it the toenail of the Rockies. It's beautiful spring-fed water. You know, you got the Comal, you've got the Guadalupe, you got the San Marcos River. You go down south of San Antonio, you got one of my favorite rivers of all, the Nueces. I love the Nueces River. It's where I grew up. It's where I became the man that I am. Those South Texas values, which are quite different from North Texas values. They have more of a plantation mentality up here in North Texas as opposed to South Texas, where it's kind of that mentality of, you know what, if the sun doesn't come up, no big deal. I'll just get up and turn the lights on. In other words, you just leave me the hell alone, and I'll leave you the hell alone. And that's what I love about South Texas. But, you know, for me anyway, it was a little hard to make a living down there after I got out of the service in 1988, so I find myself living in Tarrant, which I'm not complaining about because let me tell you what, I love Tarrant County. Tarrant County is the reddest county in the Great Lone Star State. It is the most dependable. It's been good to me. It's been good to my endeavors to be involved in this glorious prospect, this gonzo freedom that we enjoy. Tarrant County's been good to me. I work hard for people like Senator Dan Patrick and Senator Ken Paxton and, you know, our next Railroad Commissioner, Wayne Christian, and our next Commissioner, Sid Miller. I work hard for those guys. I've built a reputation, and I've earned the respect. You know, it's something you earn. It's nothing that you're given. It's like this gentleman we're going to have on today, Eric Adam. You know, I don't know. We must have been kindred brothers. We've seen one another floating around in our circles, but we just became friends a week ago. And you know, I think we're both veterans. So right there, automatically, you know, there's a kinship because and we're veterans of approximately, you know, well, he's a dozen year, you know, a decade younger than me, but we're brothers. Veterans are veterans. It doesn't matter if you're a World War I veteran or a Afghanistan veteran. There's a camaraderie there that we understand and we get. We can communicate to one another that non-veterans just don't understand. So that they're right there, I think, explains the kinship. But he's a fighter. You guys are going to love this guy. I'm telling you, you're going to love him. Look, we're at 9 minutes after the top of the hour. I got a few more minutes here before I need to duck into this soft break and then bring Eric on. Did do a Tea Party rally, and we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about the good parts of it. You know, And there were some good parts of it. But me, that was a good part. Ken Crow, good man. Kate Beecham. Eric was there. Eric and I stood out like, you know, me in my kilt and Eric with his mohawk. We stood out like, you know, two bad apples. It was a good rally overall, but as is the case, and it, hopefully being Fisher's listening, being Uncle Bing, we both used to do this show before it was the Michael Berryman Show. It was Soldiers of Patriotism, and it was Uncle Bing and I. And, you know, there's been some, you know, before he and good friends, Ron Adcox various folks over in the Southeast formed TraditionalAmericanMovements.com, which is a website I highly recommend you go to. And you'll have to sign up for it. It's free, but you'll have to sign up and get approved for it. And that's just simply to prevent the trolls. They had problems with the Tea Parties out that way as well. Egos get in the way. Are egos getting in the way in the Tea Party movement throughout America? I happen to think they are. I've had some dealings myself. Eric's had some dealings. He's the founder of San Antonio Tea Party. Bing Fisher, my brother from another mother, has had some issues. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to talk about Convention of States. There's a lot on our plate today, one of which is this article in the DailyBeast.com by Sally Cohen. Wendy Davis is one step closer to turning Texas purple. Laughable, folks. I'm not going to give the retort from some other fine articles into it. I'm just going to read some excerpts from here. Let's start by the obvious. Sally Cohen says, "It is hard for a Democrat to win statewide office in Texas today." True. Recently, Representative Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from San Antonio, pointed out that Texas has gone longer than any other state in the union without electing a Democrat to high office. Yeah, and it could be four, side note, it could be four more years longer than that. The only reason we, Ann Richards won was because Clayton Williams, in his big mouth, in talking about the weather, made the reference, you know, those open mics will get you every time. Texas is like rape. Sometimes you just got to lay back and enjoy it. Yeah, that's why we lost. But we barely lost that race in 92. So other than that, you know, it's we've had Republican governorships since 79. But anyway, she goes on, which makes Wendy Davis' ascent into the Texas governor's race all the more impressive. This week, a new poll, which is I've never even heard of the polling company, quite honestly with you. I have some questions into the poll. But she goes on to say, with just 7 points between her and Attorney General Greg Abbott, which is baloney, public polling, public policy polling, which is Democrat-run organization, did really the most lethal and legitimate poll last or earlier this month, and we've got like a 13 or 14-point lead. Wendy Davis isn't going to win. Sally Cohen is wrong. The only way Texas is going to go purple is if these folks have a giant purple crayon. And that's the only way that's going to happen. But listen, folks, it's 15 minutes. I'm sorry, it's 13 minutes after the top of the hour. Look, we got a little business we need to talk about here. And that is if you live over in the Tennessee area, if I can get my mouse to work for me here. Hold on 1 second. Ah, here we go. Defend the Constitution rally. Folks, it should come as no surprise that our Constitution, the basis of our nation and central core of our values, is under attack. It sometimes seems that everybody and his brother is trying to figure out how an end run around the articles and amendments of the greatest governing document of all time. And if you're tired of the leftists and unfriendly political forces telling America that our Constitution is a mere footnote, be advised. There's a lot of real Americans like you and me to come together at a Defend the Constitution rally in Waynesboro, Tennessee, just an hour southwest of Nashville on the weekend of April 26th. Great speakers like Scotty Neal Hughes, Karen Vaughn, and Joe Carr will be on hand just to name a few. Great music, great food, and great times will be had by all. Go to defendtheconstitution.com to learn more about this great event. And I won't be there, but my brother, Bing Fisher, will be, and he hopes to see you there.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
In a recent closed-door speech to donors, politicians, and media, Bill Clinton spoke about American gun owners. Quote, a lot of these people, all they've got is their hunting and their fishing, or they've been listening to this stuff for so long that they believe it all, unquote. And we all remember Barack Obama's 2008 comments to a room of San Francisco elites. Quote, it's not surprising then they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion, unquote. The arrogance of their superiority requires this reminder. They don't rule us. They don't give us rights. We grant them power. They don't make us safe. We pay to protect them. They don't make us free. We're free already. And as long as we have the Second Amendment, we always will be. We are America. And our politicians are only as powerful as we, the people, allow them to be.
Michael Berryman Show on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
All right, this is Michael P. Sorry about that. I had, Eric's going to bust my balls. I didn't have my mic turned on, and Duke's probably going to throw me in Huntsville. It's 16 minutes after the top of the hour. The phone number is 718-305-7176. I am Michael Berryman on the Michael Berryman Show on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Give us a call. Dial in now. We got some open lines. We'd love to hear from you, but I'm fixing to bring in a guy here who's gonna just beat me up on the Mohawk deal, but I thought it would be fun. Eric Adam, he's a fourth-generation Texan who comes from a proud German and Polish heritage, which I'm going to ask him about because Adam is Scottish. But anyway, he spent almost 10 years in the Army with the 36th Infantry Division as a in what we call it MOS 25B. He says, he tells me he was a computer geek for the Army. All right. You know what? Someone's got to know that stuff. So I'm glad that it was Eric because he knows his stuff about computers. Anyway, Eric was deployed to Kosovo as a part of Operation Enduring Freedom, where he not only provided AT support, but also performed duties with Public Affairs Office as a media production function as well. He ETS'd, which for you non-veterans is in time and service, out of the Army in 2007. And he, like me, was a hard stripe buck sergeant, an E5, which is the greatest honor I ever got is when I've got that third chevron. But anyway, in 2009, in the wake of the up-and-coming movement, Eric sat down with five other people at a restaurant and offered his media production services to advertise the event. That little one-minute video caught the eye of Glenn Beck, which led to the largest Tea Party rally to date in San Antonio, with at least 16,000 patriots appearing at the Alamo Plaza. I wasn't there, but I remember that event, and it was huge. In 2011, he started Tea Party Productions, just a side note real quick, Eric he does productions like you wouldn't believe. He caught me speaking last Sunday and edited it and did all of that stuff. He did it for Wayne Dupree, Ken Crow, the whole event. We'll talk about it some more. The guy is really good at video productions. And his good friend and his business partner, Ryan Merck, have covered the likes of Governor Sarah Palin in Iowa, and he has also documented a local school teacher calling the then president of San Antonio Tea Party, George Rodriguez, a Nazi, which was a national news story. You all probably remember that story. Well, that was Eric that covered that. He is an adamant Catholic, and he has three beautiful daughters. In addition to his media production work, he also believes in returning to the self-reliance of the country, and which it was built on, and is currently developing his farm in an area north of Houston, Texas. Finally, Eric is a great guy that I'm just so glad that I got to meet and finally know last weekend down in Martindale, Texas. So it's my great honor to introduce y'all to my newest brother from another mother, Eric Adam. Eric, what's going on, brother? Go ahead, bust me.
Well, I'm not going to necessarily bust you about the Mohawk thing, but just like everybody else, brother, I've listened to you for the past couple of weeks, and you've gotten some history wrong. Ann Richards and Clayton Williams didn't run against each other in 92. It was 90.
Was it 90? You mean I've lost a couple of years, Eric? God dang it. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for correcting
me. Before
me.
That, I want everybody on air to hear this. Okay, now I'm fueled up. Yes, it was 90. I was sitting here when I listened to you last week. I'm like, 92? What the hell is he talking about? That was 90.
I've lost.
And so, you know, I'm very, very adamant about historical correctness. Not political correctness, historical correctness.
Well, and I know so, I need to be called out on that. I've lost a couple of years. That happens when you get to be 50.
Okay. Well,
in 10 years, I want to call you out on it.
I want to bust you again on something because everybody, I'm 5'10", I'm 150 pounds. I am the skinniest member of my family. And everybody told me when I was growing up, wait till you turn 21. It's going to catch up. Wait until you turn 25. I just turned 37 last month. I'm still 5'10" and 155 pounds. So go figure. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Brother, look, let's back up to the beginning. We've seen one another floating around in our circles for years now. I've seen mm-hmm. you. I don't know. We didn't ever really actually meet till last Saturday. In which I'm very
you
grateful.
You were my time.
Well, I'm glad we finally met because I tell you, in a week's time, we've actually become pretty dang good friends. And I don't know, Eric, would you say probably number one reason is we're both vets? I mean, I could say to you, Roger Wilco, and you get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, obviously you're a kilt-wearing guy. You're familiar with the movie Highlander. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, it's kind of like the quickening. You know, you just know a vet when you're next to one. It's either the haircut or attitude or the body language or just the tenacity about certain things. And it's just one of those things that you click with. It's like I said, it's like the quickening from Highlander or I wouldn't say a disturbance in the force from Star Wars, but you just know. When you're around a vet, it's just what, like you were saying in your opening monologue, you just know. It's just something that you cannot explain. It's just you know.
And you don't even have to mention it. I mean, I don't think it even came up until Thursday that we even both figured out we were both vets. But we knew. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that is, but you just know.
Exactly. And I was never one, you know. When I graduated high school, the Army was the last thing that I ever wanted to do because I didn't believe in what I was forced conformity. I was a major nonconformist in high school. And but the thing that kind of changed my mind about it, and you got to understand something, Mike, you were lucky. When did you get out again? I forgot.
88.
So you were under the greatest commander-in-chief that we've had in recent history, which
thank
was Ronald
the, thank God.
Ronald Reagan.
I spent my last three months of tenure before I ETS were under George H.W., which, I mean, I've got some qualms with him. If you ever read Tom Palkins' book, Bringing America Back Home, he confirms what I've always known about the Bush family. But this is not about bashing H.W. I spent my last, from January of 88 to March 88, when I ETS'd under Bush. And just real quickly, Eric, an aside, the only reason I got out was because I rodeoed. I was on the Army rodeo team, and I had broken my back, and it got me medically discharged from jump status. And, of course, my ambitions lied in Special Forces. And once they put me into the what we called, as you know, and I don't mean this as an affront, but the leg army. I had no desire to be in anymore, and I hung up uniform.
Are you sure you ETF'd in 88 or 89? Because Bush wasn't sworn in until January of 89.
Damn, but am I dead? No, that couldn't be. No, I got out in March 88.
Reagan was still CNC.
Yeah, I was in September 82 to March 88, and I actually got
– Reagan was still president.
I actually got discharged 6 months early because of the Graham Rudman. When they started to bring down troop levels.
Yeah, well, I don't want to quibble about dates, but you didn't discharge. If you discharged in March of '88, you didn't discharge under H.W.
Well,
you served your entire term under Reagan.
Well, then correct me. I've forgotten that crap happens.
No, Bush 41 was not sworn in until January 20th, 1989.
You're absolutely right.
A new breeze is blowing, you know.
So I spent my whole
like
time
that.
Under Reagan. Well, that's good news for me today. That makes me feel better.
I believe in this country so much. Now, get prepared for probably one of the worst voice impressions that you've ever heard. But I want to tell you something right now, Smith. I got Adam. I got this ex-angel in my army. All right. I, Slick Willie, I got Adam, a conservative Catholic. Well, you know, Monica was doing what she was doing. I got this good Catholic boy to join my army. So anyway,
Wait a minute. Don't bury that. I know who you were trying to do, but you sound like that blonde-headed lawyer woman that's a Democrat. I forget. Maybe I know Deuce
Liston. Are you talking about Susan Estridge?
Yes. You sound like...
No. That's not Susan Estridge.
This is Susan Estridge. Okay, Mike? Okay, Mike? This is Susan Estridge. Okay? This is Susan...
Now, Glenn, I'll tell you what. I would hit Susan Estridge.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know you want my Tupperware, okay? You know what I'm saying, Bill? All right?
We're coming up...
I hate that First Nation bug.
We're coming up on a hard break here. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and go into this hard break, and then we'll come out of that and let you tell us a little bit about you, about forming the San Antonio Tea Party. We got a lot to talk about today. I don't know. Well, Eric, I don't know, and frankly, I don't know what's more important, the issues with egos of some people in the Tea Party, or this convention of states. I mean, that's awfully important stuff right there.
One works into the other.
Well, you're going to guide us. How about that?
I'm a pathfinder. Okay.
All right, brother. Pathfinders kick ass.
I know, man. That's one hell of a training. Sorry, all you civvies out there. We're bonding.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back. This is The Michael Behrman Show with special guest Eric Adam from the great Behar County, or Bear County as some people refer to
Bear.
It.
It's
San
Bear.
Antonio. It is 30 minutes after the top of the hour, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Wayne Christian. For a decade and a half, I've served in the Texas House and now seek your vote for Texas Railroad Commission. Our oil and gas is important in Texas, and the Railroad Commission is who will protect us. I was the most conservative legislator in the Texas House, chairman of the Texas Conservative Coalition. I was honored to have a 100% voting record with Texas Eagle Forum, an A-plus of Young Conservatives of Texas, and an A-plus from Texans for Fiscal Responsibility.
What does the Railroad Commission do? It's responsible for the gift of oil and gas and natural resources God has given us in Texas under the ground that no other state enjoys. I grew up in the big city of Tinnehau, Texas, pumping gasoline at my daddy's filling station, so I'm glad to say that as running for your Texas State Railroad Commission, I literally started at the bottom of the industry. We have the Obama administration, the extremist environmental organizations, others that are declaring the lives of lizards, plants, rabbits, and other wild animals as endangered species and stopping production all across Texas. We need to keep Texas the independent miracle that it is. Folks, it's time we stood up and fought, and you need somebody that has been there, done that, and I'm your man.
To get involved, visit our website, christianfortexas.com. Visit us on Facebook and Twitter. And remember, when you go to vote, the only Christian you'll find on the ballot.
All right, here I am, proud to be a Texan, with my blood brother, Sid Miller. And if you want to keep Texas as the last best place, if you want to keep Texas, Texas, visit SidMillerForTexas.com. In fact, make that MillerForTexas.com. Go to MillerForTexas.com and make a donation so that my blood brother, Sid Miller, becomes the Ag Commissioner of Texas. Because Texas is the best. Let's keep it the best.
And you're listening to the Michael Berryman Show on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
All right, and this is the Michael Berryman Show here on ConservativeNationMedia.com. It is 32 minutes after the top of the hour. The phone number is 718-305-7176. That is 718-305-7176. Got my my brother from another mother, a fellow veteran, a man that I just – God, you know, God sometimes he places people in our path for a reason, and he placed this man in my path, and we've hit it off, and I'm glad to have him on as my guest today. We've got a lot to talk about. He's going to be with us the full 2 hours, and his name is Eric Adam. Eric, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to moving forward with you, and I can't wait after the show. You and me and Duke hopefully will be able to get on, because I've seen your video production. You're awesome at video production. You sent me a demo. You're awesome at talking. I've seen you in action at a Tea Party rally. You've got long arms deep into this movement. As you know, I don't typically call myself a Tea Partier. I typically call myself a grassroots conservative. But our endeavors are the same, Eric, and so I don't know where you want to start this conversation. I guess tell us a little bit about forming the San Antonio Tea Party, which, folks, Eric, I don't think people understand. South Texas is unique. We do have a different attitude down there, as I alluded to in my opening monologue, but at the same time, it's heavy Democrat area down there, and for there to be a Tea Party down there and have momentum like you had is remarkable in and of itself.
Well, yeah, it is. Before I go into that, how dare you start Copperhead Row and not allow me to dance to it? God. Anyway, damn, brother. Anyway, but seriously, I mean, you're right. And what happened 5 years ago was nothing short of a miracle. And, Mike, I've told you this in some of our private conversations and things like that. I don't like throwing down the founder card. I don't. But given the current situation, especially here in San Antonio, and I will clarify some things that I've said in a couple of vlogs for the past year or so, everything before 2013 was an absolute unmitigated disaster. And what happened, I'll get to that in a minute, what happened was that I noticed a meetup group after Rick Santelli's famous rant on the Chicago Exchange, and I noticed that there was going to be a meetup group for a San Antonio Tea Party. And I'm like, okay, what the heck? So I believe in the movement. I think we need to do something. This was just as good an option as anything else. People finally standing up, getting out of their lethargy and doing something. But so I show up to this restaurant off of 281 and 1604 before they made the flyovers, and anybody in San Antonio will get that reference.
Well,
and
now, hang
there's
on.
About
well,
five
one,
of,
one like, second, bro. You got to back up just 1 second, all right, cause, okay. And you'll find that I do this. Folks don't realize 1604 is the outer loop of San Antonio, and it puts you out pretty close to Boulevardi, Texas. Boulevardi, Bernie, on the north and northwest side. Eric, you know, when I was growing up, 410 in San Pedro, right there about where Hofbrauer Steaks, that's about where the city limits ended. From Hofbrauer's to 1604 was nothing but open field.
Yeah, I know. And what I love is how people call, they still call 410, the area around 410, north side San Antonio. It's like everything between 410 and 1604 and beyond doesn't even exist. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know,
yeah, well,
I mean,
you know,
anyway.
You can't even tell the difference between San Antonio and Boulevardi, let alone Canyon City anymore.
Exactly. So, but anyway, going forward, meanwhile, back at the ranch, so what happened was that I showed up there, and there was about five other people, one of which was Robin Joel, who's still a friend of mine to this day. But due to the past couple of years, it's come years ago, March 20th, when all of this happened. And so I show up, and the one thing we were just trying to figure out, how were we going to get a couple of hundred people in front of the Alamo? Well, long story short, I offered my – you read this in my bio. I offered my media production services to the organization. Let me throw something together. I mean, you know, I've done some graphic design work and things like that, and I've dabbled around in Adobe After Effects and all that good stuff. And so I made this video. And at the same time, Glenn, who had just started the 912 project on March 13th, I believe it was saying, hey, if you're doing anything for April 15th, let us know. So I submitted the lick, Chili Made, front page on 912. Okay, cool. We got some public, you know, some notoriety there. I was driving around San Antonio, I believe, no, it was March 27th, 2009. And Glenn said, there is one place I really, really want to go for the Tea Party, but I'm not sure yet. And I just packed it off as nothing. So at about 5 o'clock on March 27th, 2009, a young lady by the name of Tiffany called me up. And she goes, Eric, Glenn just played your video. And I'm like, I know, it's on the front of the 912project.com. She's like, no, he just played video on his show. I am not ashamed to admit this as a man. I almost threw up because I knew what was going to happen. And so, long story short, I don't want to belabor this subject too much. Long story short, I called Glenn on March 30th. I got through, talked to him. He asked me a few questions. All of this is well documented on YouTube. And 2 days later, April, actually 3 days later, because March has 31 days, 3 days later, Glenn announced that he was going to come down to San Antonio for the Tea Party. And so the event goes off, but even before that event happened, Bill Mea Culpa, which is through my fault, even my ego got involved in this. And the thing is that I was denied the opportunity to speak at an event that I helped start, and I wasn't, how may we say, the most perfect person during that time. But what was frustrating me is that you had a bunch of people who didn't know what they were doing, but they thought that they did. And that's the problem. And I'm not saying that I'm a genius. I had never done anything like this before. There are certain common sense things that were not happening. Okay. And so we got it. We did the event. We had a keynote speaker because Glenn didn't want it to be about him. He didn't want it to be about him. So he respectfully declined to not be the keynote at our event. So we got a keynote. I don't even remember the guy's name. I'll have to go and review the DVD that I produced for that event to remember the guy's name. But the problem is that we as new, quote unquote, and I use this term very, very loosely, professional protesters, we made a lot of mistakes with that event. And I'm going to drop a name here, and I don't mean any disrespect, but there was one individual, Terry Hall, who is a member of the TURF organization against toll roads. She got up there and completely blew out our speaker schedule with that 2009 event. But anyway, moving forward from 2009, actually, moves after the event in 2009, and Mike, please keep me up to date on clock. The problem is that after that 2009 event, you know, there's an old saying, success has many fathers, or the failure is an orphan. And so everybody wanted to lay their claim to the success of April 15th, 2009. Also wanted to clean out people who they thought were going to be threats to quote-unquote power. And there was one individual in particular by the name of Matt Perdue, who's an absolute hothead, who's an absolute egomaniacal maniac, who wanted to get rid of me, get rid of Robin, get rid of other people. So he eventually got rid of me. I made a very public resignation from the San Antonio Tea Party in May or June of 2009, because I was getting tired of having false accusations made against me about certain things, which I am not going to go into here, but they were completely and totally false. But at the same time, they wanted to have me capture lightning in a bottle twice with producing another video. I'm like, wait a minute. What I did was completely, totally organic. You can't force 2009, when it came to the San Antonio Tea Party, ended on a sour note with me, but at the same time, I was able to be on part of the documentary team for the 9/12 March on Washington with Luke Livingston, and which was an absolute honor. I was able to get my parents up to the top of the hill and see that absolute sea of humanity at the mall. It was, it's something that you can't describe. It's like, I'm going to say this probably a couple of times during this interview, it's like trying to describe to a blind person what the color blue looks like. You just can't do it. And so, and then also shortly thereafter that, Glenn Beck announced his contest for, and I want to touch on this and get off of it because it's not germane really, but just to show you a certain thing, he announced his contest for Arguing with Idiots. And I ended up being one of the top 10 finalists that had an opportunity to go and meet Glenn in his studio in New York. Unfortunately, I had a scheduling conflict because I had to go pick up my two daughters who live with their mother up in Indiana, and so I wasn't able to go. But 2009, when it came to Tea Party, ended on a sour note with me. But when it came to personal enhancement and understanding and knowing what people will do to walk over you, use you for their own ill-gotten gain, it was a very educational year. But I did what I did with the 9/12 March on Washington, as well as with Glenn. And so 2010 comes around. And that's where Matt Perdue drove the San Antonio Tea Party into the ground. He absolutely drove it into the ground. He made accusations against the treasurer at the time, who was also a friend of mine, Gail, who was a sitting board member of St. Mary's University. He tried to make accusations against her that she was taking money from the till. And I could not stand for that because Gail, I considered a very good friend. And so when 2010 came around and they got this interim president, they got rid of Matt, they got rid of the entire original board, everything else, and they got this interim director to pick people that were going to run organizations. This interim director, his name was John Taplin. And I've got anything personal against John. But the problem is that they picked people that were automatically going to have problems, one of which is a man, and I have no personal animus against him, but his name was Ken Benight. And he was appointed the president of the board of directors for the San Antonio Tea Party, sitting active city attorney for the city of San Antonio. So here we are, a Tea Party that is supposed to start locally and act nationally, and we couldn't take on anything that was going on within San Antonio because our president was an employee of the city. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that that's an automatic conflict of interest. Okay?
Absolutely.
So,
well, brother, hold your thought. Hold your thought right there. Let's take this soft break. We'll come back and we'll pick up from there. Having a city employee as the president of the San Antonio Tea Party, you've got my interest piqued, and mainly because, you know, living here in Texas, Eric, and running in the circles that we run in, I used to hear a lot about the Tea Party several years ago out of San Antonio. You don't hear nothing about them anymore.
Exactly.
So, but hold your thought. Let's take this quick break. We've got someone calling in. I just want to do a quick shout-out real quick to – I noticed in the chat room that my sensei, John LaRosa, out of Boston, one of my political
sensei.
Sensei? Sensei, it's a term of endearment that I gave him that he earned.
So he didn't teach you to kick ass or anything, right?
No. Well, yeah, he did teach me how to kick ass. Kick political ass.
Political ass. Okay.
Yes. Okay. It's a sensei. John LaRosa's listening. I'm very honored to know that my sensei, it's a long story, Erica. It goes back to the cane train. This man has mentored me on social media, so I'm just very proud that he's listening. But listen, let's take this soft break real quick. We'll come back and we'll pick up where we're leaving off, all right? Hang tight, buddy.
Okay. All right.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
He's become a leading national voice defending our Second Amendment rights and fighting Obama's attacks on Texas gun owners. Dan Patrick.
This is America, and our Constitution gives us the right to bear arms. This is not Tokyo. This is not Finland. This is the United States of America. Hmm. And in America, where law-abiding citizens have guns, crime is down.
Fight Obama. Defend our Second Amendment rights. Dan Patrick for Lieutenant Governor.
During 30 years in Washington, Mitch McConnell has become part of the problem. McConnell has voted for higher taxes, bailouts, debt ceiling increases, congressional pay raises, and liberal judges. Yet we have no solutions for our problems, just more politics as usual. America deserves better.
I'm Matt Bevin. I approve this message because America deserves more than failed leadership. We can do better. I grew up in an old farmhouse. Six kids, one bathroom, no shower, no central heat. I served in the military and have lived the American dream. My wife Glenna and I are blessed with nine children, four of whom we adopted. Kentucky deserves better than failed policies from Washington. Political bullies more focused on scoring points than solving problems, and an elite political class that puts power ahead of principle. We must do better. As your senator, I'll represent Kentucky values, not Washington values. Please join my campaign today. Together, we will change Washington. Together, we will do better.
Mm-hmm.
listening to The Michael Behrman Show on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
All right, you're listening to the Michael Behrman Show here on ConservativeNationMedia.com. The phone number is 718-305-7176. It is 50 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to have to move this along, so I'm going to get Eric back right in here. And Sensei, you know, a shout-out for you anytime is that's the seventh noble truth. That's a little inside joke between me and Mr. LaRosa. I'm going to have to hook you up with John, Eric. John is what little respect I guess you might say, Eric, I've earned in the circles that I run is because of this man. See, I'm the reason campaigns like it when I vet them and endorse them and do what I do is because I do social media, and I learned starting with actually I'll have to drag that link up and post it. The four I forget what it is, Sensei, forgive me. The four karmas of Twitter, which I call the four noble truths. The fifth, of course, is bald is beautiful, but that's because Sensei's bald.
No, mohawks anyway, are beautiful.
Oh yeah. I played the short one. Yeah. But anyway, hey, and my buddy Eric Goldberg is on the line. We're going to bring him in here shortly. Go ahead though.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up till the top of the hour, and then we'll come out of that.
We'll
talk about some other stuff because we've got a lot to talk about. Let me tell you, 2 hours goes quick. And Jay Craig is now complaining that you haven't mentioned bald. I just mentioned bald is beautiful, Sensei. but anyway, go ahead. Let's take it up to the top of the hour with what you were talking about, because Eric, people don't realize, Texas is red, and the grassroots activism, Tea Party, is very strong here. It's not so strong in South Texas, and it hadn't been for a little while, and it used to be. And I don't know that much about, though San Antonio is my home, I don't know that much about the San Antonio Tea Party, but what I do know is that in the past year or two, there's not much coming out of it.
Let me tell you where the problem is. And I hate to quote one of the, if not the worst president besides Obama, and I'll probably be the only time I ever mention his name, is I hate to quote Jimmy Carter, but there was, I think, especially after last night in the talk that I had, which was off the record and I can't repeat anything, but after the talk that I had last night with President J. Allen Sharpe, who's obviously an important individual because you have to use the first initial of his first name, his middle name, and his last name. Mr. Sharpe, if you're listening to this, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but there was a crisis in leadership, crisis in competence, and I'll go through this very quickly in the next 5 minutes, and because this is where it really all comes down. I'm going to cover 2010 and maybe some of 2011, but I'm going to do it quickly. In 2010, I produced another video, which you can find on SAT Party Prod, SAT Party, okay? You can find that on YouTube. And it's called Our Lives, Our Fortunes, and Our Sacred Honor. And I produced this kind of capture, again, what I captured in 2009. I was inspired. The healthcare had just been healthcare bill had just been passed, and everybody was mad at health. And it was the one thing in April 15th, 2010, which in time I just found out that my wife and I were going to have my third daughter. And so I played it, and it was the only thing in that entire event that got people to their feet, okay? And then the day after, we met in a restaurant in the basement, and they wanted to update the email list. And a certain person who will go unnamed walked in with a stack of paper that that was almost a replication of the health care bill. It was all the members' emails on paper. What she wanted to do, and try to follow this, she wanted to hand these sheets of paper out to these neighborhood group leaders, have them hand jam the emails into an email, send them out to people, have people hand jam information, send it back to the person that it's sent to, and then send it up to her. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is insane. I'm an IT person. I got a secure server, blah, 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 blah. I could make it happen for free, secure, everything. No, we can't do that. We can't hand over the list. Okay, so a few months later, like 4 months later, I was over at another member of the San Antonio Tea Party, an old school member of the San Antonio Tea Party, and there was another member there who was literally wet behind the ears. That person had a copy of the email list. Now, I'm sitting here, an organization. And I'm an IT person. I didn't have access to this list, but this person, who could be anybody, we don't know who it was. It could have been a plant. It could have been somebody, had a copy of this email list. This person gave me a copy of the email list, and in August of 2010, I committed what was known as Eric's Road Maneuver, and I sent out 4,500 emails to people to update their information because the email list was 90% empty. It was just emails, no zip code, no nothing. They weren't going to be able to use this to organize neighborhood groups. Well, I did that. I didn't ask for permission because I knew what was going to happen. And I demanded time with the board of directors, and I'd get in there, take my medication, all that. No, I read them the Riot Act. That was one of the few times that I actually threw down the founder's card and said, y'all know what the hell you're doing. And from there, I kind of distanced myself from the Tea Party, and 2011 was when I captured when I went up to Iowa to cover Governor Palin, and when I captured the infamous time that the teacher called George Rodriguez a Nazi, which again catapulted the San Antonio Tea Party onto the national stage. They did nothing with it. However, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this very quickly because we only have about 2 minutes left in this hour. I believe that the leadership under J. Allen Sharpe, the San Antonio Tea Party, has clean house. I think that there's an ability for it to be rebuilt. But
we'll go into that Patriots Rally for Freedom after the top of this break. We're going to move into which, Eric, it had good points, but it's the behind the scenes stuff that I guess is disappointing, and I've seen it happen in other ways. So we'll go into that. Let's take this hard break real quick. We'll come out of that. This is the Michael Behrman Show on conservativenationmedia.com. And we're going to take us a quick break. It is it's the top of the hour. And 718-305-7176 is the call-in number. I think I've lost somebody, but we'll be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Career politician Lamar Alexander has lost his way. Thankfully, Tennessee conservatives have a better choice. Conservative Joe Carr has a dependable record of standing up for conservative principles. In the Republican primary, conservatives will vote for Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar says we should be patient about fixing the debt. Joe Carr says the debt bomb must be defused now. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Democrats to protect Obamacare from conservative Senator Ted Cruz. Joe Carr stood with Cruz to defund Obamacare. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Barack Obama to reward illegal immigrants with citizenship. Joe Carr led the effort to stop the growth of illegal immigration to Tennessee. The choice is clear. Only Joe Carr, not Lamar, will defend conservative Tennessee principles.
I'm Joe Carr, and I approve this message. Join me at carr4tn.com, paid for by Joe Carr for Senate.
Friends, Texas is a special place. where the family farm and ranch are still the backbone of our culture. Texas was built from the ground up with grit, honesty, and integrity. Our next agriculture commissioner should possess those same traditional Texas values. Sid Miller has proven he's that kind of man. A man with a lifelong history in Texas agriculture with strong convictions that can lead and make difficult decisions. Sid is known and respected across Texas as a true conservative and champion of our Second Amendment rights. As the chairman of the State House Agriculture and Livestock Committee, Sid fought hard for Texas farmers and ranchers. He's a lifelong cattleman and understands the issues facing Texas agriculture. Sid is a dedicated Christian family man who is committed to protecting everyday Texans like you and me. Let's elect a man with true Texas values to be our next agriculture commissioner. Vote for Sid Miller for the future of Texas agriculture.
Paid for by the Sid Miller Campaign. Ted Nugent, Treasurer.
Live from Patriot Studios in Haslett, Texas, this is The Michael Behrman Show on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
All right, and it is 3 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Michael Behrman on The Michael Behrman Show here on ConservativeNationMedia.com. That was a little bit of Cracker bringing us in. Teen Angst. I don't know what the world may need, but I sure as hell know that it starts with me. No truer words could be spoken. It does start with me. You know, Eric, I was on the Mark Levin show. I should have uploaded it and played it. I was on the Mark Levin show, actually, on Friday. He was talking about the Convention of States, Article 5, and he'd had a few callers that called in and said, well, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I and John LaRosa and Jay Craig and Bing Fisher and Duke Brooks and, Stacy over in East Texas and, all of us that do what we do. By the way, real quick, just I wanted to mention on John LaRosa, I call him my sensei. If there's any candidates, potential candidates, anybody out there listening, four-tier strategies, that's F-O-U-R-T-I-E-R-S, T-R-A-T-E-G-I-E-S, fourtierstrategies.com. These are the folks that you need to go to help you with your political endeavors. I forgot what I was saying, actually. No,
come on, Sergeant.
We do what we do because we do it out of passion for our country. We love our country. And, I sit here and I do this every week, but would I like for the business to grow? Absolutely, I would. But that's not my overriding concern. My overriding concern is what can I do for my country? This is the uniform I wear ever since I hung up my uniform in 88, the same as you. Mm-hmm. We've got this great movement, the Tea Party movement, grassroots conservatives, Frederick Douglass Republican, which I often, my good friend K. Carl Smith, which is a great organization to go to learn how to communicate with minority communities. Because as you know, Eric, once the minute you say you're a conservative or a Republican or a Tea Partier, there's this instant wall that goes up. But if you say, look, do you believe in the Constitution? Do you believe in do you have respect for life? Do you believe in personal responsibility? Most people agree with those things. And so when you take race off the table, you can make a lot of advances, and Kay Carl has taught me how to do that. You did something down in a part of Texas that is not so – the only Republicans that win down there are the Joe Strauss's of the world, and look what Joe Strauss has done for Texas.
We also had Kiko Canseco, and he was backed up by the House Republican Committee, the funding committee, But we also invited him to several Tea Party events in 2010, and he got elected. Front page, San Antonio Express News, there's Kiko. And he never really embraced the Tea Party movement. He didn't embrace, even though I'm pretty sure the only reason why he won District 23 was because of the, and I remember asking him at a town hall meeting, you know, why hasn't he joined Michelle Bachmann's Tea Party caucus? And he flat out told me, you know, well, nobody's a member of it. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I mean, what? You know, and going back just briefly on the Tea Party thing, it's really hard because here I was watching, I felt like a surrogate father, one of six surrogate parents, and I was watching my baby being handled by foster parents that seem to be appointed by CPS or whatever your designation is for child protection services. And so I distanced myself from the Tea Party until the leadership changed. And fortunately, it did. Fortunately, it has. Fortunately, there's been a lot of deadwood that has been removed. There's still some things that we need to work out. But like I said, I had an off-the-record conversation with president of the board, not executive committee, of the board, the San Antonio Tea Party last night, J. Allen Stark. It's like we need to play a theme every time we say his name, J. Allen Stark. And he said it was a very informative conversation, and I believe that he and I are on the same page. The one thing that I will quote from that conversation is the fact that he said, Eric, you're a founder, and you deserve the respect of a founder. And but the problem is that going back to this ego thing just for a minute, because we need to move on. I know the other thing. We only got 51 minutes left. Is the fact that people, when they're given this type of influence, given this type of thing, it goes immediately to their head. And they think they're all that in a bag of chips when they're not. And they haven't proven that they are. I'm Kadoshius, but I believe that my media production stands on its own. And therefore, I can brag a little bit, and I can get a little bit of influence with that. But one of the main things that I always say is that we as a Tea Party, or even the conservative movement in general, if we're going to be a group that wants to protect capitalism, we first need to practice it. And what I mean by that, I understand that there are plenty of people who volunteer their time, and they don't get paid. And I totally get that. But, you know, Mike, this show out of your home, and I'm in my home right now. The Queen and the Princess just came back to the house. You know, and we're sacrificing time. We're sacrificing things. And these things cost us. There's one thing in this world that you cannot replace, which is time. Other than your life, you cannot replace time. And me being a media producer, if I'm constantly taking these media production jobs, in place of even doing, I shudder to think of doing this again, weddings and stuff like that, that paints multiple of thousands, very good intentions, but you're making us look worse than what you do, making us look better. The audio is horrible, you know, and everything else. So you got guys to see, and one of the main reasons why I started Tea Party Productions is because there are a lot of people out there who do media production, and they have conservative beliefs, but the media production realm is so dominated by the left that they don't want to come out. They don't want to, basically, for lack of a better term, come out of the closet. So that was tied under our umbrella. Ryan and I will take the heat, but we'll assign you jobs, and your company name won't even be attached to it. And just a quick story, right before we went up to Iowa to cover Governor Taylor, my buddy called a media production friend of his down in Florida. I can't remember exactly where in Florida, but it was south of him, I believe. And he asked, what would you charge to cover a Tea Party? And so we come up to the current day of what happened last week. And I don't know if we're trying to go into this right now or not, Mike.
I do want to talk about that because, you know, it goes into some things that that I've encountered in my own endeavors here. You know, where for instance, where the Chris Kyle statue, which was hijacked by we did get it here, but you know, there was a Tea Party group out there that kind of tried to hijack it, and I really don't even know what the final outcome on that was. But we're up against a soft break here. You're having a little bit of a cellular hiccup there, so because you're kind of coming in and out. But let's take this quick break. We'll come back and let's really actually dive into the egos here. And talk about it. And I'm gonna pull something up here while we're on this break. But you know, you're absolutely right. There are some people out there that I think want to line their pockets. And I'm not talking about the Herman Cains or the Rick Santorums or the Dan Patrick. You know, here in Texas, these guys, they appreciate what we really do. There's other people out there, and I'm not even talking about Matt Kibbe, but there are some people, quote unquote, Tea Party organizations out there that really, in my mind, are no different than Democrats or the Republicans. And you know, there's someone sitting up at the top. And I don't begrudge people making money. Don't misunderstand me.
Absolutely not. But don't do it under false pretense.
Exactly. Let's take this break. We'll come back and we'll dive right into that, Eric.
All righty.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
In the race for Attorney General, there's only one constitutional conservative like Ted Cruz.
Ken Paxton stands and fights, whether it's against Obamacare, whether it's fighting for voter ID, or whether it's fighting to defend our religious liberty. And I'm proud to say Ken Paxton is my friend and fighting hard for the state of Texas.
Ken Paxton, endorsed by Texas Right to Life, A-rated by the NRA. He'll defend our Constitution.
There's only one true conservative running for Texas Senate. Connie Burton, wife, mother, grassroots conservative leader. Connie Burton will stand up for us. Senator Ted Cruz said Connie Burton wakes up every day fighting for liberty and fighting for every Texan. That's why Connie Burton is endorsed by Texans for Fiscal Responsibility and Texas Right to Life. Republican Connie Burton, the only true conservative.
And you're listening to The Michael Behrman Show on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
All right, and it is 16 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Michael Behrman on The Michael Behrman Show. We're talking with our friend, Eric Adam, out of San Antonio, Texas. We're talking...
You say that.
Yeah, I am smiling. We're going to talk a little bit about the egos. You know, Eric, back early last year, Greg Mara, he's a sculptor out of Florida. He did a sculpture of Chris Kyle, and you know, just simply because Chris is a Texan and our brother as a veteran.
He was a hero, man.
Yes, I heard about this endeavor, and I contacted Greg, and I got involved. My brother-in-law, James Floor, and I got involved, And we volunteered. We wanted nothing in return, absolutely nothing, zero. We just wanted to get the statue to Texas. And I made a lot of good friends out of that. The North Texas Patriot Riders, you know, the guys on the bikes. Those guys
kick ass.
They do. And they're my band of brothers now. I formed some lifelong relationships out of that.
You got a bike?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I wished I did.
The queen won't let me have one. She won't let me have one. I'm like,
but
come on,
you
babe.
Know,
yeah, I'm sorry.
There was this, I think it was keyparting.net or something. I can't even remember now. I don't even remember the guy that's in charge of it. And, you know, look, I don't begrudge anybody trying to do what they can do. You know, look, I'm trying to build something and make some money off of it, not only to pay the bills, but if I can grow this conservative nation media into something that makes some money, that's what we're all about. These guys totally hijacked and started promoting a fundraising cause for something they hadn't even asked to be involved in. And, you know, it just struck me the wrong way. It's like, who the hell? It wasn't about notoriety. It was, in fact, I was urged at the bequest of the sculptor, Michael, find out what the hell's going on here. Why are they? Because I was the Tea Party guy, quote unquote. And you know, I had to call several people, some of whom are listening today, and I'm like, hey, I need you to help me find out who's doing this, because the sculptor was quite upset about it. You know, this Tea Party organization just starts promoting a fundraising cause on his labor. And so that kind
of... If they didn't get permission from the family to do that, that is wrong. They can't do that. They have to get permission of the family to use the name. I mean,
It's what I call opportunistic politics and or opportunistic fundraising. And... which is something that we kind of behind the scenes on an otherwise great rally last Sunday or Saturday down in Martindale, where you and I met, where we got the opportunity to become friends. I mean, for no other reason, it was a great rally.
Oh, yeah, that's Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only reason why the event was great. And by the way, you know, while we're going to go into this subject, if anybody who was tagged by Mike wants to call in, bring it. Because, I'm sorry, I've been getting comments on a video log that I did, and I don't think people are getting exactly what's been going on.
Well, where do you want to start with this, Eric? Do you want to start with the phone call with Gary Campbell? Or I'm going to sit back. We're at 4:21. We're going to have to take a hard break, but we're going to skip the next soft break. So after 4:30, we're going to go
Mike,
full 30 minutes, no breaks.
Okay, Mike, inside baseball, I can't see the dashboard anymore, so you might have to do the sound clip, okay?
Well, let me know when you want to do the sound clip. You just
okay.
Start where you want to start. Let's talk about the behind the scenes on an otherwise really good rally.
Okay, basically what happened was that a couple of months ago, I was contacted by our dear good friend, Ken Crow. All right. Anyway, worst impersonation ever, I know. But
and he's a good man.
You know, he is a very good man. I have no truck with Ken. But anyway, he wanted to know, you know, he wanted an event for March 15th, all that good stuff. And he wanted to know if I had any connections inside the city of San Antonio to possibly get the Alamo Plaza. They were thinking about La Vallita down here, which, as you know, as a native, Mike, that wasn't going to hold crap for a crowd. And so everything basically went Rally for Freedom Incorporated rally that was going to happen on March 15th up in Martindale. And so I contacted Ken. I said, is this your event? He's like, yeah. And I said, well, is there media production that's going to happen? He goes, well, there's been a rumor about getting Breitbart down there, but we're not sure. He gave me the phone number to one Miss Linda Buckmaster. I called Linda on primary day here in Texas, March 4th, and she contacted me back, called her back. And we had a pretty long conversation. I gave her my background, just like what I've done on this show, about my history with the Tea Party and things like that. Now, I wanted to be noted for the record that at no point during these conversations was it ever said that this was not a Tea Party event. At no point was it ever said that it was not going to be Tea Party. But when you have a name such as Patriots Rally for Freedom Incorporated, Greens Tea Party.
Well,
so,
Eric, let me just jump in here real quick.
Yes,
because I ended up going down there after a personal phone call from Ken Crow, who's a very good friend of mine, a man I admire out of Iowa.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll talk – Ken Crow's – I've got to get him on and just interview him just simply of his endeavors, you know, over the last 20 years in Liberty. But Ken said, Michael, come on. You know, I really need you to come down. I'd love for you to put on your hat, your boots, you know, because that's what I'm known for, wearing my kilt and hitting these tea parties.
Mm-hmm.
It did draw – I mean, let's just be honest, Eric. It draws attention.
Yes, it does.
So I went, and it wasn't Ken that told me this. I had already been invited to the event. I'd seen their Facebook page. I mean, to me, on the surface, Eric, it was a Tea Party rally.
Okay, so we're in agreement.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in agreement with that perception, correct?
Absolutely. It was a Tea Party rally. It was billed as a Tea Party rally.
Let me get this out, Mike. I'm going to get this out because I've had conversations that I don't think you've had. I no offense. I'm just going off of what I've been told.
Right.
So Linda said that, oh, it's very fortuitous. You call me up because we wanted media production. We wanted Breitbart, but they want $5,000 to $7,000. I'm like, well, look, I tell you what. Give me a couple of $100, you know, cover my gas, whatever. Give me, that's the thing. I may be getting paid for these events, but I'm not bleeding them. I'm not leaking them. I just want my costs covered, okay? And that's even discounted cost, all right? So I said, listen, a couple of $100, go from there. Because it's going to be an all-day event. It was going to be from 10 in the morning to 7 p.m. All that. I'm like, well, listen, I got to have a couple $100, you know, to justify to the queen what I'm doing. It's going to be on my way back from my parents, north of Houston. I was working my farm at that time. So I go out to – So on Tuesday, I believe it was Tuesday, March 11th. Tuesday, March 11th, I received an email from Linda saying that due to an unforeseen expense, they couldn't hire me. And I emailed her back, and I said, well, okay, that's cool. I'll come out, I'll cover the event, and we can talk and mention anything, nothing at all. I get to the scene on March 15th, and lo and behold, there was Luke Livingston. Now, who is Luke Livingston? Luke Livingston is an absolute – he makes me look completely stupid when it comes to media production. Luke Livingston was the guy who mentored me during the 9/12 March on Washington in 2009. And he looked at me and he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I was about to ask you the same question. Come to find out, he was contracted to come out, do live stream, capture it, all that good stuff, blah, 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 blah. Give me a time check, Mike, whenever you need to. And so he covered it, live streamed, all that good stuff. I set my cameras up. and things like that, haptic, my high-definition cameras, all that good stuff. Okay, so the event comes and goes. Everything's cool, so I thought. And so, therefore, I came home, immediately dumped my cameras, edited, got it up to YouTube, and I used ever-precious logo, Patriots Rally for Freedom Incorporated, in my video. I get a Facebook message from Linda Buckmaster saying that they have the right, and this is where we get into egos and stuff like that, they have the right to recall any video that happened out there. Now, for you people who don't understand media production, unless they had a sign at that event that said that nobody can record anything, they can't say anything about that, and they would have to recall everybody who did iPhone video or whatever else. And so then, and we have a hard break at the bottom, right? Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we're got a hard break in about a minute, right?
Yeah. You're breaking up just a little bit, buddy.
I received a phone call from Gary Campbell. And we're going to play this 8-minute conversation that I had with, there's going to be some names, so Mike, I'll have to set this up when we come back to the heartbreak. And I've been accused by people out there in the internet world.
We'll
set this up when we come back to the heartbreak. I'm finished.
Yeah, well, let's do the heartbreak. We'll come back from that. We're going to bring in Bing just to Bing needs to promote his show, which immediately follows ours, and he's going to have, I think Bing's going to have some input because he does traditionalamericanmovement.com, and there's a good reason, a couple of good reasons why, one of which is exactly what we're talking about, and then we're going to play this phone clip. So stand by, Eric. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm former Dallas Cowboy Chad Hennings. You know, Texas is a special place to live, to work, and to raise a family. And it's important that we keep it that way. One way we can do that is to make sure we have a winning team of leaders who will serve Team Texas with honor and integrity. That's why I'm supporting Republican Ken Paxton to be our next Attorney General.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm with you 100%.
Ken is known as a man of strong conservative convictions who's not afraid to stand firm for Texas values. Ken's a man of faith, devoted to his wife and his family. In short, he's the kind of person you'd be proud to support. To learn more about Ken, go to kenpaxton.com. This is Chad Hennings asking you to support my friend, Ken Paxton, for Attorney General.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
It's no secret. President Obama is working to redefine America. Hi, I'm Nancy Mace, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. My American experience was rooted in a strong, principled family that taught me anything was possible and that life and liberty are the foundation of the American dream. Now that dream is under attack by career politicians who lack the courage to stand against the leftist media and the party establishment to cut the deficit, defund Obamacare, and stop the NSA spying program. I'm Nancy Mace, and I approve this message because we cannot change Washington until we change who we send to Washington.
If you agree with Nancy Mace that we need new leadership to restore the conservative principles that make America great, visit nancymace.org or follow Nancy Mace on Facebook.
You're listening to The Michael Behrman Show on conservativenationmedia.com.
This is the Michael Behrman Show here on conservativenationmedia.com. We've got my brother from another mother, Eric Adam, down in San Antonio, Bexar County, Texas, talking a little bit about Tea Party egos. Before I bring him back on and before we play this 8-minute clip with Gary Campbell that I think you guys are going to find very interesting, I want to bring in my other brother from another mother. I got a lot of brothers from another mother, Uncle Bing. Hey, Uncle Bing, what's going on? American by Design, immediately following this show here on the conservativenationmedia.com. Uncle Bing, first of all, tell us what you've got going on today, and then I want your input on this because I know for a fact, I've known you for 2 or 3 years now, that you've had your problems with the Tea Party.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Michael and Eric. Hopefully you guys can hear me all right. Yeah, I've got my problems with the Tea Party. There's a lot of egoism going on. There's a lot of people out there that are actually not even in it for what they're supposed to be in it for. They're in it for the money, the fame, the glamour, whatever, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, they claim to speak for others. But as far as what my show is today is American exceptionalism and why Common Core will not fit with that. And look, if you don't think that Americans are exceptional, then I don't want to know you. I just don't want to know you because we have fought wars for ourselves, our other countries. We, you know, without getting too much into my show, we set the standards for the world. We're giving up the internet, for God's sakes, to the Chinese. Can you believe this? I mean, you know, I'm at the point where I'm about ready to just slit my throat and just let the hemorrhaging begin because, you know, bleeding. I'm bleeding a slow death here, man. I'm telling you. But no, getting back to the Tea Party, the Tea Parties. Look, there's a lot of good ones out there. There are a lot of good ones. The good ones are the ones that don't have a face to the name. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of you guys. Do you understand? They are the ones that are doing this in the shadows. They're doing this on the grassroots level. They're doing this on their own. I'm trying to organize a rally, the Defend the Constitution rally, Michael, in Waynesboro, Tennessee. We are doing this on our own. And if we can get a corporate sponsor and we're working on it, then fine. If not, we'll do it on our own. But
well,
in charge. When Fox News trouts out Judson Phillips from Tea Party Nation, my God, he's the spokesman for the Tea Party? Give me a break.
Well, speaking of corporate sponsors, I would say stay away from Linda Buckmaster or she's probably a good lady, actually. I think it's this Gary Campbell dude. But, you know, you know Ken Crow, right, Bing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we might need to enlist his help, but... look, Bing, I know that you've got to get ready for your show because it immediately follows this one on right here on conservativenationmedia.com. But you've got to hear this phone conversation, Bing, and well, Eric's going to tell us about it. But your input will be valuable because I think you're going to be quite. We had several Wayne Dupree, Ken Crow, Kate Beecham. We had several friends that I want to be careful what I'm going to say. Let's just say that
they were shattered.
Bills are not being met the way they're supposed to be.
Yeah, see, and I'm beyond that point anymore. I'm beyond that. I'm way beyond that anymore. You know, I'm going to start
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is it? I'm asking as a third party person. Is it wrong of me as a media production person to forget my founder status? But is it wrong of me to ask at least cover my costs? I'm not making a mint.
Hell no, brother. No. Look, we've got guests that are – we've got speakers that are coming out to this constitutional rally in Waynesboro, Tennessee, right? They are not asking for anything, okay, really. We've got Scotty Nels Hughes, for God's sake. She jumped on board. Karen Vaughn and Billy Vaughn, they jumped on board on this. We've got some bands that have some equipment costs and travel costs that we are going to sit there and meet. that's not out of the realm of possibility. Now, you know, look, we would like to get Sarah Palin out there, but at $46,000 a pop for a speech, we can't afford her. So we live within our budget. Mm-hmm. You understand that? We live within our budget,
yes,
and we got some heavy hitting speakers, man. I mean, we're going to intersperse music with the speakers at this event. But no, it's not out of the realm to ask for travel expense at all. It's not. And if the people putting on the event not reimburse you for that, then they don't need to be putting on that event.
Well,
exactly.
Let's listen to this. It's 8 minutes, well, being, and I know you're short on time, but let's listen to this because I think this is going to be crazy.
I can multitask, Mike. Yeah, go roll it.
Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me give a little bit of backup here.
Yeah.
When this conversation happened, I was on the phone with Wayne Dupree, NewsNinja2012.com. You're welcome, Wayne, for the free plug. I was on the phone. I thought it was Kate calling me. Now, who's Kate? Kate Beauchamp is a co-founder of this organization. And so I thought it was her calling me back. No, it turned out to be Gary Campbell. And he's going to mention Kate in this conversation. Kate fell ill before this event happened. She wasn't able to attend. I'm not at liberty to discuss what her condition is. This conversation is an absolute foray into colossal ignorance. And I have been accused on Twitter of doing an MSNBC, what they did to George Zimmerman, audio. I'm sorry. I have more ethics than that. And I couldn't, even with all my skills and power, make this guy sound more ignorant than what he already does. With all these accusations he makes, I want you to listen to the anger that comes out in this clip. It's 8 minutes long, and if anybody – I'm sorry, this came straight from my phone. I can't – yeah, I'm good, but I can't edit audio to sound like this. So, Mike, go ahead and roll that stuff.
Here we go.
Hello.
I'm going to mute you guys.
This is Eric Adams.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Adams. My name is Gary Campbell. I'm CEO of Patriots Rally for Freedom.
Yes, sir. Hold on 1 second. Okay, go ahead, sir.
I understand that you've been contacting our treasurer, Ms. Linda Buckham.
Linda Buckmaster? Yes, sir. Well, I haven't been contacting her. We've been in communications back and forth.
Okay. I understand that you're telling her that you're going to run a video with our insignia on it, representing Patriots Rally for Freedom?
No, anything that I've currently uploaded does not have that logo on it.
You have uploaded our logo, right?
I have one with it, yes, but I'm in the process of removing that from that one particular clip.
Okay, because that is a proprietary symbol, and it is owned by Breitbart and Patriots Rally for Freedom. They have the rebroadcast rights on this. Anything that you took as your personal video, that is fine. We have no problem with that.
Uh-huh.
So you're welcome to publish your own video. That is fine.
I understand that, sir, yes.
I just want to make that clear. She was worried that you were appropriating on our funds, and we can't do that. We can't have that.
How am I appropriating on your funds, sir?
The organization has listed on its sheet that we are going to auction this off and pass it on to the next state. In order to do that, we use the rebroadcast by Breitbart while we do this auction. Any rebroadcast other than Breitbart is called a misappropriation of funds because we are in auction. This is a corporation. This is not a 501c4. This is an incorporated company. There are articles of incorporation that can be broken, so we have to be careful as to who we libel.
I understand that. So just to get this straight, just to make sure, as long as anything that I have does not have the Patriots Rally for Freedom logo on it, that's fine.
If it's your personal video, yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because there seems to be somewhat of a contretemps going on here about some things, and I'm trying to get it straightened out also with Ms. Beauchamp, whom I'm currently writing an email to. about
Ms. Beecham is no part of the company. Ms. Beecham is not part of Patriots Rally for Freedom. If you communicate any kind of Patriots Rally for Freedom information with her or to her, that's a breach of her contract and a breach of your contract. She is hired help. She is not part of this company. She was fired upon the end of this conference. Just as Mr. Ken Crow and everyone else, they were hired help. They are not part of the company.
Okay, so I'm slightly confused, sir. Just let me make sure that I have this straight. I have an email with a signature block from Kate Beecham that says, Kate Beecham, co-founder, Patriots Rally for Freedom, Incorporated, P.O. Box 281, Texas City, Texas, 77592.
Right, and she is being sued at the present time for that. So is Mr. Ken Crow. So are some of the people that have done what are being done. That's what we're trying to clean up now.
Okay.
We have a reason for doing this. We don't want to have it changed in any way. So we're trying to keep it as clean as we possibly can. And if that includes taking legal action, we're doing that just as everyone else does.
Okay. No, sir. I was kind of brought into this at the last minute. Okay. So my whole question to you is, okay, so Linda is an actual part of the organization, correct?
Linda is your contact point.
Okay. So is Linda part of Patriots Rally for Freedom, Incorporated? Or
Linda is the treasurer. Linda is the treasurer of Patriots Rally for Freedom. We have a board of six.
Okay.
Those six come to me. Only my signature passes on any kind of proprietary rules to anyone. That's
okay.
Why I'm calling you now, sir. I'm giving you the very last option as to far the way our company works.
Okay, no. Sir, there's no point in there's no need to be confrontational. I'm just trying to clarify who is who here, because I've never heard of you before. What was your name again, sir?
My name is Gary Campbell. I'm the CEO and have been ever since it started.
Okay, Gary Campbell. Okay. Now, I'm Eric Adam, and I'm a founding member of the San Antonio Tea Party. So I've been kind of in this situation before. I've kind of been in your shoes before. Okay, so you are currently trying to sue Kate Beecham and Ken Crow.
Not trying to.
You're going to. Is that correct?
Not trying to.
You're not trying to. Okay. So you don't want to, but if it comes down to it, you will.
We will do what it takes to protect the Patriots Rally for Freedom symbol.
Okay. All right. Well, with all that being said, I will make sure that part one that I published is removed, and I want to republish it just without the logo. I just want to let you know that, because
if it's your personal property, that's fine. Cell phone pictures, it doesn't matter. Any kind of pictures that you took personally, that's your property.
I understand that, sir. I've been in media production business for a very long time. I was just trying to help out the organization. I didn't know there was this auction or this big push. I mean, hopefully you'll get more views of it or whatever than the attendees that were actually there. But I was just trying to help get the message out, because I didn't know whether or not Breitbart was dragging their feet or whatever the case may be. So
the contract with Breitbart does stipulate that they have all reproduction rights.
Okay, so my question to you is that when you say reproduction rights, that's kind of a gray area, because reproduction could mean YouTube publication.
That's between you and Breitbart.
Well, Breitbart, I've already been in contact with Luke Livingston and Breitbart, and they have absolutely no problem with what I've done.
Okay.
So
between you and.
Okay. So what is the overall? What are y'all wanting to do with this again? You're going to pass it on to the next state? What was that?
Yes, we pass it on to the next group, and they take over the board position so that we can stay nonprofit. Even though we're a corporation, we promised to stay nonprofit, and we have. And so we're passing on to the next group that wants to take it over and redo it again.
Okay.
All we're trying to do is grow it, and to keep it clean, to grow it, we have to do what we have to do to keep it clean.
I understand that, sir. But what exactly, if you don't mind me asking, has Ken Crow done to bring down wrath on this?
Mr. Crow broke the agreement that we had in our speaker's agreement of not to bring any political parties into this.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right. So if he's already done it, then how are you not going to sue him?
We don't wish to sue him.
Okay. So how is he going to sit here and make up for that?
I cannot divulge anything.
I understand that, sir. Just I'm kind of a journalist, so I naturally dig.
All right. I can't divulge anymore.
Okay. So in any event, that's fine. I will pull down the one that has the logo. I mean, it's going to go right back up without the logo and go from there. I mean,
I appreciate it.
I don't know if you've seen the quality of my work, but it's right on par with what Breitbart did, because that's what I do.
We appreciate your agreement, sir, and we'll look forward to looking at it.
Okie dokie, sir. Like I said, it's not a problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, here's the strange thing. I know. I laughed every time I hear it.
I want to get Bean's reaction to that. What's Bean's reaction to that?
My reaction is you're talking to lawyers. Lawyers, just with the, you know, from my interaction with other Tea Party groups, when you got a lawyer involved that's the head or supposedly head of a Tea Party group, which there is no head of, but he wants to make himself a head of, then that's what you get. And, you know, they're all about legal. Notice that he said our company, my company, I think he said. You know,
well,
notice he said my company.
The thing is that according to Kate, that he didn't do any – this event, I understand we got about 10 minutes left, Mike, but this event was being planned since, wait for it, July of 2013, and they could only get 100 people out there. And, yes, there were weather conditions. I'm not going to – Mike, you were there. You know what it was like. There were some weather things there. But this guy, the actual vitriol that he had towards Kate Beauchamp threw me off guard. And what I love is that there's people out there saying that I edited that conversation to make it sound like it didn't have any fluidity or anything like that. No, I couldn't edit somebody that stupid. And he's not a lawyer. From what I understand, he's just trying to CYA or CMA, whatever, for himself. He wasn't really involved in the overall planning of this event. And so now this – oh, and by the way, from what my information tells me, this ever-precious logo that he's talking about, he didn't even pay the designer for. There's no copyright. There's no trademark on it. There's nothing on it that makes it a copyrighted piece of material. And so they have complained to YouTube on my YouTube channel about two clips that I posted, and now I got strikes against me on YouTube. That's fine. I got other channels. But to call me up and to tell me that you're going to be suing Ken Crow and suing Kate Beauchamp for what? What did they do?
Well,
here's
a few of the things that stand out to me. And first of all, he talks about Ken Crow breaching his contract for bringing political people up there. Well, the political person he brought up there was me. And I mentioned Dan, which I've been meaning to do for the last one hour and 45 minutes, and that is May 27th is our runoff in Texas. Vote for Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor. Vote for Ken Paxton for attorney general. Vote
Absolutely.
For Wayne Christian for railroad commissioner. And vote for Sid Miller for agriculture commissioner.
Especially Sid.
Yeah. And Eric recorded me. He recorded the whole thing. He videotaped the whole thing, but he did a great edit for me, which you can find at conservativenationmedia.com with credit to Eric. And Eric's got it on his YouTube channel. Just great. I mean, the guy's a master at video production. But I was the only person that was brought up off schedule that was political. Now, keep in mind that Dwayne Stovall was asked to come and speak. Katrina Pearson, a senator or a House district representative out of South Dakota or someplace like that. So it was a political event,
But there's one thing, Mike. I want to interrupt here, and I want to make sure that our listeners understand this. What Kate told me after I did my vlog about, you know, this is a Tea Party event and blah 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 blah. No, come to find out that Gary Campbell, according to Kate, does not like the Tea Party movement. He is an establishment GOPer. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to vote for John Cornyn. I'm not saying that. But, dear God, you know, apparently this whole thing of getting behind establishment people is when we had other options during the primary. Apparently, Gary Campbell does not like the Tea Party organization. He does not like the Tea Party movement. General, not for the reasons that you were saying, Bing. I'm talking about in general. He does
let me mention something, there's
bad blood in this movement all around, man. And I think people need to do it on their own to find out who out there are actual Tea Party people that are actually want to stand up for limited government rights into our intrusions into our privacy and that kind of thing.
Let me interrupt you 1 second, Bing. But what I've often said is that just as they say that the Tea Party needs to take over the GOP, the real Tea Partiers need to take over the Tea Party.
I totally agree. And gentlemen, I have to get to my show, so I got to get that booted up.
All right. I'm going to tune in after mine, Bing Fisher, American by Design. And, you know, as Bing's going to his show, and I'm going to be tuning in after that here, and I'll throw the link in the chat room in just a second, Eric. But the interesting thing about Mr. Campbell, I don't mean to sound braggish. I'm low down on the totem pole. I'm respected by people in Texas, and I've earned that respect. I, like you, have worked very hard for it. I searched for Gary Campbell on Facebook, and what I find interesting for you and me, two people that have been – oh, thank you, Ron, very much. There's the link for Bing's show coming up here in about 10 minutes, is that – and I couldn't even determine who the one friend was, but for all the years that I've been doing this, Eric, I only have one friend in common with him, whereas you and I, or Bing and I, or Ron and I, or any number, any of the 1,200 friends I have in our circle on Facebook, or the 10,000 on Twitter, I've only got one friend in common with him. Now, that to me is a warning flag.
Well, yeah. And my thing is that I think a lot of these people who want to, you know, have events titled that scream Tea Party, and then they get up there, oh, y'all need to get behind these people, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I'm going to vote for John Cornyn in the general election. But what ticks me off is that we didn't have the primaries are the battleground, and that's why I thank God that Dan Patrick did what he did in the primary. I think Dewhurst is on his way out, but at the same time, Stockman, and to a point, I think Stovall, I don't think Stovall had name recognition to get out there to take on somebody like Cornyn. I don't know what happened there, but like I said, in these last few minutes, I'm not in this for myself. I just want my cost covered, and I want people to understand, whether it's me with media production or anybody else, I want people to understand, especially in a movement, that we all got to link together. We do need to link together and take advantage, like what you were telling me, of have the positions that they had have, if it wasn't for a one-minute video that I did. And that's about as braggadocious is I'm going to get, okay? That's about all I can say about that.
And well, so, Eric, we're down to our last few minutes here, brother, and we've got another show to tune into. But the good news I have no doubt coming on board with us. We're going to be looking forward to a show of your design. Tell us your YouTube channel information. We're running out of time here quick. Where can we find you at the show on Facebook? And we're going to wrap it up here and tune into American by Design with Bing Fisher.
Well, right now I'm still in the formational stages of everything, so I don't want to point people to the wrong direction. But all I can say is just look, stay after or keep watching Conservative Nation Media or conservativemedianation.com for my information as I get everything set up. And, I mean, this kind of came out of nowhere, Mike, so I gotta put in an infrastructure real quick. But before we get off the line, I just want to close out with this. To everybody that's listening or will listen to this, just stay safe. May he command his angels regarding you to watch you in all your ways. And to all my Catholic brethren and sistren out there, pray the rosary every day as Our Lady of Fatima commanded for peace throughout the world. I think some of her predictions are coming true. The Ukraine situation, but we can talk about that on my show. I don't want to interject that into Mike's show right now. So God bless all of you. And, Michael, I am so thankful that you've given me this platform and future platforms, and we will go from there.
Brother, God brought us together for a reason, and it happened last Saturday. So thank you very much for joining us today.
For anything.
All right, brother. We'll be chatting with you later, man. We're in record mode now. I'm going to do my outro, and tune in to Bing Show. I'm going to be tuning in over there here in a minute while I close out everything. I'll talk to you later, brother.
All righty. God bless.
This has been the Michael Berryman Show on conservativenationmedia.com. Thank you for joining us today, folks. As Eric said, the big man above is looking down upon us, and there is no turning back.
Keep us safe.